You've probably seen the Before You Die books, like 1,000 Places to See Before You Die or 50 Places to Play Golf Before You Die. There was also a movie called The Bucket List. It follows the same kind of theme, making a list of fun things to do before you kick the bucket. In May of this year, an extreme sports athlete was killed in Yosemite National Park while attempting a parachute jump from a 3,000-foot cliff. Someone commented, "At least he died doing what he loved." What does that mean anyway? Have fun even if it kills you? Let me share a bucket list that isn't about having fun before you die, but the best way to leave this world and to enter the next. Number one, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Receive Him into your life. This is the most important decision you will ever make because this decision will determine where you'll spend eternity. Number two, tell your family you love them. I know a woman who said her mother had never told her, "I love you." When her elderly mother was on her deathbed, she finally said, "I love you." The daughter broke down sobbing because she finally heard the words she longed to hear her entire life. Let's take a clue from the father who said, "For God so loved the world that he gave." He told us he loved us by showing us he loved us. Number three, apologize to those you have hurt. Now, you might be surprised how a sincere apology can heal a relationship. Brother knocked on my door one night. I went to the door and there he was. He looked up at the sky. He said, "Brother, the sun is about to go down." He was referring to a passage of scripture which says, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Four, forgive the person who hurt you. You'll stay chained to that person until you forgive. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the chain and sets you free. And number five, enjoy every day of your life. Jesus came to give life and to give it abundantly. Every day, every hour, every moment. Once it's gone, it's gone. Don't put these things off because you don't know how much time you have left before you kick the bucket. Think about it.